Hi dear Movie Breakers, this is the final interview of the Tallinn Black Nights Film Festival and of course the most exciting. Tonight the prizes will be given and I'm here now with the only person who maybe already has an idea who gets what with Jörg Tramberg. You are the director of the festival.
Yes, it is. And I really do know who is getting what kind of rewards, but I'm not allowed it to say.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's a pity because as by the time that you listen to this podcast, you will already be able to read about it in our final report. How do you feel after 2 weeks of festival?
It is even a little bit more than 2 weeks and 2.5 weeks. I must say that I had a different kind of periods. In one moment, I was absolutely deadly tired. But now it is something like a new energy because today there is a closing night and 2 days screenings. But everything went very smoothly. It was very good festival. We always used to say that so far so good. But and today I can say that so far so good. But the numbers, it seems, so are going to be good. How many guests we in reality have had. During the next 2 weeks, everything will be clear. But I think so that it seems so that we are in positive trend.
How is it measured if a festival is doing well, doing not so good, the number of visitors? Is it the number of films? Is it how famous the people are that come to a festival?
No, let's say so that actually all together, because you named all the components, what are for us important and from where we want to get the feedback. Because somehow not in the number of the films, the number of the film is fixed last 10 years already. And it is certain kind of format what is useful for us, for the festival, and as we are making the program by the target groups. So far when the audience are with us, it seems so that the program films and number of the films is right. And secondly, of course, to get good films, it means how well are working together the festival part with the industry. So they are making synergy, and as we like to call that, if festival would be the car, then industry is a motor. And if we do have a good films, we do have a good people also taking part of the industry. And oppositely, if we have a good project, good people taking part of the industry, we would have better films. And also, of course, the famous people are very important, but at the same time, they are important for our audience. And of course, to get the feedback and visibility. But actually, by our philosophy, for us are all the people very important. Doesn't mean are you famous or you are the beginner. And it is really true. All 29 years. We are taking care about everyone who is coming to Tallinn. And it is also one of the reasons why we don't have and don't like and don't dream that the festival is getting in one moment, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000 people, because then it is becoming synonymous and it is very difficult to know who is who and who is here and take care. And, you know, it's the worst thing what we can imagine, that someone can feel here as a lost person.
This is actually a super interesting point that you mentioned. There's a fixed number of films, because I always wonder, like, how does a festival director know what is too much, how much is allowed? How is this number fixed? How high is it? And how does a festival even get to this number? Because some festivals like Cannes or Venice, they have quite few films. Others like the Berlinale, they have much more, like
far more, because they do have also very different kind of section. Around 100 films they had many years ago. Now they do have, let's say Cannes is also very different festivals, because Cannes is, I must say that, yeah, Venice is also somehow Cannes, Venice, they are focused to the industry people. And because Cannes is the biggest festival in the world because of the biggest market. And there are watching films industry people, not so much the audience. We and Berlinale, we are mixed. We are working with the industry and at the same time we are the audience film festivals. And for us, for instance, box office number is very important, because box office is part of our financing and budget. So we always are working with our audience, and we are taking care about the audience and trying to raise the audience number, of course. And this year we are, in this case, even successful that actually people are coming from around countries. We do have a second year opportunity to get the information where our tickets are bought. And it is very interesting landscape. So if you are asking how we know how many films, because we tried them, we fixed and we tried how many screenings is, overall maximum best number. So there are something what I have to change next year probably, but not the number of the films.
That's also another interesting point. Most film festivals go 10 days, but we already talked about it. This one goes quite a bit longer. Was it hard to establish that? Is it breaking an unwritten rule, or is it just up to the festival how long it wants to run?
It is up to the festival, because for us it is very important to keep 3 weekends. As I said, that actually we are the audience festival, and weekends we should have to keep, because weekends are bringing money. And Estonians are such a strange nature that they are not going to the cinemas before 4 o'clock. Easily you can keep closed the cinemas because it is more or less empty. And it is a reason, because we do have opportunity only to show films during the evening time and the weekends. So weekends we can show films from morning till the late evening. And it is for us important, and it is for the audience important.
You mentioned you can see the demographic of your audience. Who buys the tickets? So how is the demographic composed?
We are making, it is maybe last 10 years, the questionnaire always after the festival is closed. So we are making a questionnaire amongst industry people and the industry guests, festival guests, and of course among our audience. So we know pretty well who is the audience and what they would like to see and how they are, what kind of traditions they do have. Mainly, our audience is from wall to wall, because we do have also the Just Film, which is, whose target group is mainly young people. And the school people, we are working with the schools, because it is extremely important to work with a young audience and to raise key people within the festival. So all festivals like Berlinale or festivals who are working with audience. For instance, one very interesting point. 10 years ago, we got from the audience that actually, why you are inviting the film guests? That actually we are feeling shame and it is not comfortable for us and etc. 2 years ago, we got many of the questions or proposals even that maybe we can have more meetings with the film guest. Q&A is not enough for us. And it was the reason why we this year started to make open press conferences. Or you can call this press conference, because part of this is a press, but actually it is open for the audience. And you I know that you took part and you saw how good questions was given by the audience. So we are quite hand by hand working with our audience. So
you mentioned that the audience in Tallinn would be about the same as every other festival audience. But what is that audience? What demographic is it actually? Are they middle class? How many are underclass? How many are more
everyone.
Upper class?
Everyone. There is upper class, there is middle class. And of course, why we are keeping the ticket price so cheap. And there are a lot of opportunities to get a cheaper ticket because we know that the average or most biggest part of the audience is sensitive to the prices. There are young people, students, pensioners, old people, because as we are taking place almost 29 years, there are the people with whom we started became old as me. So there are upper class, there are politicians, you can see the president watching the film, ministries, very rich people, so everyone.
And very poor people?
Yeah, also, because Sarah is an opportunity to get them.
So are there opportunities for free tickets or tickets which are significantly reduced? Because most festivals don't have that. So that would be something that Tallinn has that most festivals do not have.
We don't have free tickets. That's what we can't allow for ourselves. But there are certain kind of systems where you can buy more. If you are buying only one ticket, then it is not expensive also if you are comparing to the prices in theaters or concert prices. But if you are buying, say, are different kind of passports with different number of the tickets, and then you are getting very low price comparing to the prices in the cinemas even. So then it is something like a 7 euro, and in Estonia it is very cheap, but most of the tickets are 70, 100, 130.
How are the kinds of films chosen? So how do you pick films? Because I imagine that there are hundreds and hundreds of films you have to watch to comprise a selection. How do you do it? And how many of the films do you actually watch?
I'm watching every year somewhere between 400 and 500 films. And our program team is also international one. And also we are trying to keep those a different kind of age group. Groups are presented, and not only that there is females, men, minorities, and very different people are coming from different parts of the world, and they are watching the films because we are getting submissions around 2,000 every year, and which is very few comparing to Cannes. The program team is watching and picking up the film and selecting the film.
Which criteria are there? International composition, genre composition, you already mentioned age groups.
There are very different criteria because, of course, if just film which is focused on the children and youth, then, of course, their criteria is that the film should have to speak about age problems. And they should have to be connected. Let's say when we are watching the films, we are trying to keep us very clean about the information, who is behind the film, who is director, or he is female or man, or no, of course, country from where it is coming, we cannot hide. But so our only criteria is that the film should have to be interesting, high quality, artistically made, fresh, somehow maybe provocative. This is the criteria. And of course, we are taking a festival like a platform where, let's say, filmmakers and films can have and are in the dialogue between. So there are very different kind of countries who are taking part. Sometimes the countries are in war in the same moment. We are thinking so that actually each of the country has the rights to talk their story.
What does a film need to intrigue you?
It must be, as I know the phone of most of the countries, then it must be new, because many countries and even many festivals, they are thinking so that they know the rule of success. And there is such a term in festival film. We are trying to avoid festival film. We are looking for something which is really fresh and interesting, and either by the problem, what they are treating, or the style or aesthetic.
During its almost 30 years, it's now the 29th edition of the festival, Tallinn has grown immensely. It has risen into the A category in very quick time. Are you sometimes worried that the festival will change too much, or do you see it pretty much as the same essence that it always was?
It is yes and no, because before we have been proposed to become A-class festival, we have been Eurasian festival. Because you know that the classification of FIAF is so that most of the festivals who are part of the FIAF, they are so-called, they are bordered with something, either geographically, either by the topi. So we have been Eurasian one. And before 2014, we had absolutely totally different festival with different needs. And when was proposed to become A-class festival, so we should have to build up a new festival, because there are certain kind of rules from what we started actually how to get films to be presented here by the world premieres. For this, we built up a really big system. We have been developed always very quickly. Sometimes I feel myself like as I was growing up as a teenager, and I am like the mother who is running behind and trying to find out the right suits, because the previous one is already small. So, but at the same time, it is good as a festival is growing quickly, because you know, if you are in among these 14 festivals who does have the rights to be A-class, and the rights is that actually you can pick up and put together the program without any geographical borders, topical borders. You can pick up films from all over the world, but we are using very successfully, because this year they are taking part films from the 79 film countries.
For the next 30 years, what would you wish for the festival?
Not to lose identity, to get a little bit more financing at least.
Speaking about the financing, that's also something that I experienced at many German festivals worry about. Now that a lot of money goes to the defense budget, which was also addressed in the opening ceremony, how secure do you think is funding, and do you consider other funding options than state support?
No, let's say right now all the festivals are in trouble with the financing. I know that Cannes is suffering somehow, Berlinale. Maybe our privilege was that we never didn't have money. So if they are losing money, they are nervous. But for them, it is not a problem of the existence. If we are losing money, it becomes immediately for us a problem of the existence. Many people are here this year, especially comparing festival with making the feature film. Pre-production, production, post-production, release. So we do have money for pre-production and production. Everything what is going on after production, there we are suffering a lot. It is the reason why, let's say, our legs are very weak. Because if we are losing money, even then it is for us already a question of surviving. But at the same time, comparing to the Berlinale and the other German festivals, we do have a big privilege. We can use the volunteers, because without the volunteers, we never wouldn't make this festival, because we never wouldn't have such a money to pay the salaries. And even the people who are working for the festival, the last things with what I can motivate them is the money. So many interesting people, and you can feel that you are doing something which is really can change a little bit, at least the world better, I mean, and that you are needed. Your job is very much needed, because it is useful for so many people.
How do you see the function of film today in this world and of film festivals?
When I was young, the festivals had only one goal, to show the films and to speak with audience. Now the festivals became, at least the big festivals, and not only the A-class festivals, they became a part of the business. Business is in film not only connected to the Hollywood blockbusters, but in Europe it is also film business. So the importance where you are releasing your film, which festival, what kind of market is behind, it became now very much important. And more and more, luckily, the film producers and filmmakers also are starting to analyze what kind of festivals there are. You can say in the first moments that, oh, it doesn't matter, I can send the film to Cannes, to Tallinn, to Karlovy Vary, and just I'm sending the films. But it is wrong and mistaken, because actually each of us does have its own face, our own privileges, but we are trying at least to keep this world premieres, again, the number, handable. You know what? So we are working hardly that each of the world premiere, at least we are doing the best to get. I do hope, but I felt this year very much that actually the international society, meaning producers, filmmakers, distributors, they got our message, what kind of films we are looking for. So we are getting the films, what about we really are interested. And maybe this is the most important thing, because film is creativity, and film is at the same time part of industry and business.
During the festival, do you even have time to watch films?
No, I don't have time, firstly. And secondly, Even I don't want to watch during the festival films because in the very beginning, I watched some films what I haven't seen before. But I was always called out from the screening room. So I stopped or I just slept. I understood very quickly that watching films during the festival is not for me. 2/3 part of the films I have seen. So yes, there are some films what I would like to see, but then I'm trying to see after somewhere.
Now, this edition is still running, but when it's over, when actually does the work for the next edition start?
Today already, during this festival.
So you're already working on the 30th edition of Talent Around?
Absolutely.
If there's one thing you could wish for the audience to take away from this edition, which is feels like a big birthday for talent, what would it be?
This is a difficult question because I cannot say so that I am bringing only, let's say, the films what are making you feeling better and to be in the good mood. But I do think so that actually everyone who is watching the films during this November, because weather in November, maybe you noticed in Tallinn is not very easy. Or in Tallinn this year was more or less easy, but around. So because November is a month where everything is changing and everything is getting very dark and people usually are quite depressive. I do hope that as usual, let's say watching the films in the cinemas brought something new, because you always, for me, it is like it's a trip journey through the world. And as I this year like to say that actually it is the cheapest ticket to go to some country, because flight connection between Estonia and other rest of the world are very difficult. So this is the cheapest ticket to get to know different kind of countries, and you can be sure that you are back also.
Well, that's a great advice. So I say thank you so much, Rutin Lok-Tramberg, for this interview. And well, maybe we see each other from a distance in the closing ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you.